Now here's the last one. It's how you feel about yourself. Understanding self-worth. That is the real challenge. Once you begin to understand your own self-worth, I'm telling you, your life will begin to soar. You can walk out of the darkness into the light. You can walk out of heartbreak into confidence. Understanding your own self-worth. Here's a good phrase to take home. Each of us must understand how valuable all of us are. But here's the second part. All of us must understand how valuable each of us are. Is your contribution valuable to the whole? I'm telling you, without you, the whole is incomplete. I'm telling you, it takes each of us to make all of us. Each of us with a contribution. Think how powerful we can be if each of us make a better contribution. In fact, John Kennedy said it best. Surely it's the cry of the new Democratic Party. John Kennedy's ancient words. And he said what? Ask for everything and see what you wind up with. No. 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 John Kennedy said what? Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what? What you can do for your country. I'm asking you to consider yourself valuable enough to make an important contribution to all of us. You make an important contribution to all of us. And then in return, you get to draw from all of us and the gifts that we bring to each of us. That is the power. And if you walk away from here today with that new refined attitude, I'm telling you, you can have whatever you want. You can have the health you want. You can have the income you want. You can have the future you want. Your relationship with your family will start to improve immediately. All you got to do is take it serious and do not neglect. Like an apple a day, do not neglect. Like a new book of your new library, do not neglect. An entry in your journal, do not neglect. Don't get lazy in learning. Learning is the beginning of wealth. Learning is the beginning of health. Learning is the beginning of ecstasy and joy and pleasure and lifestyle and all the treasures that are available for the human family. I'm asking you, start a whole new process today. You'll be happy that you did. Your life will change dramatically. And then what I want back, just as a favor from you to me, let me know about it. I like to get the letters. You cannot believe the letters I've got in my files from teenagers and business executives now all over the world. Some of them have to be translated from other languages where I go do seminars like this today. I want that to be part of your story and your experience. That's why I came by to make this kind of investment. I don't need to work this hard. Except for that. I could be riding my motorcycle on the Jeep trails today. Right? I don't need to work this hard, but I do need the experience because I want the return. I want this to affect your bank account today. I'm asking you not just to take notes. If you'll go home and work on this stuff, I'm telling you it'll change your life and your future, and that's why I'm here. I want it to happen for you like it happened for me. All right, let's just finish up number two on attitude. What shapes our attitude? Let's cover those notes. What shapes our attitude? Okay, we covered, right, how you feel about the past, the future, how you feel about everybody, and how you feel about yourself.